am out country. It's time to dance.
Larkin for three. Got it.
From Shanahan again. She scores.
Ace Cowens, top right corner with half a second to go and the Cats win.
What's happening, everybody? Welcome into another episode of Catamount Insider. Your host, Brian McLaughlin, here with you as we get you set for this week's show. A couple of fun interviews on tap. First up, we're joined by America East champion on the UVM women's field hockey team. Meredith Medvets joins us. Meredith, a first-year Catamount after transferring from Wake Forest. We talked with Meredith following the win against New Hampshire on Sunday as UVM captured their first ever field hockey America East title. That history coming off already a historic win in the semifinal round when UVM beat UAlbany for the first time ever, made it to their first America East championship game, and then beat New Hampshire 3-2, coming from behind to do so. So we talk all thing America East championships with Meredith. We recorded the interview earlier in the week prior to their NCAA tournament action against Miami of Ohio, and the Red Hawks came out on top against the Catamounts in the first ever UVM NCAA tournament game. 2-1 was the final. Maddie Priestley scored the Catamounts' first ever goal in the NCAA tournament, but UVM dropped that NCAA tournament game 2-1. But still, congratulations to Meredith on a great season. Thanks to her for joining us. It's a really fun interview that I think you'll enjoy. Then I sit down with Alec Curdell, the director of basketball operations for the women's basketball team. They're about to head on a crazy road trip, 6 games in a row away from home. They start with Dartmouth, then they go to Alaska to play 2 games in Alaska Anchorage. Then they fly directly to Cancun, where they'll play in a 2-game tournament as well. So it's a busy month upcoming for Alec Curdell. He's got to plan all those logistics, so we break down that entire road trip with Alec coming up on Catamount Insider. Fun show ahead. Hope you enjoyed as well. We'll be back with Meredith Medvets right after this break. This is Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Catt. Welcome back to Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Catt. Now joined by Meredith Medvets of the field hockey team, an America East champion. Meredith Medvets is joining us. How does that feel to hear, Meredith? That had such a fun weekend for you guys, coming home with the 3 big wins in the conference title. But just to be recognized now as conference champions, I have to imagine that's a pretty special feeling.
Yes, it still feels surreal. I'm still, I think, coming off of Sunday. I can't believe we're already in Chicago here at the NCAA tournament. It's just been so amazing to celebrate with my teammates, with the coaches, with the staff. Just a super positive experience and really happy, looking forward to this week and super thankful for everything that happened this past weekend.
Obviously, the team had such a successful season overall, but it's then highlighted by this big run to a conference title. You guys were the 4 seed coming in. Tell me about your expectations for the weekend, kind of when you enter. What were you guys talking about? And I'm sure it was a one game at a time mentality, but was this even something you could have dreamed about unfolding the way it did?
I think we've always talked about it being the end goal. And I think Coach Kate always talked about in the beginning of the season that it's almost like a game. The season is like a game. It's 4 quarters and you go quarter by quarter until you get to the championship. And I think really, like you said, taking it game by game, playing where our feet are and just taking it moment by moment. But the love and the commitment and the intention that our team just showed throughout this tournament was amazing. And I really think that's what has helped us get the result. I think we just continued to believe and we knew that this was a possibility and we just really dug deep and worked hard for it. So, yeah.
All right, let's go through last weekend kind of game by game. First up, that 4-5 matchup, UMass Lowell's the opponent, obviously a team that you guys played really well against in the regular season. What was the mindset kind of entering that game as you guys know at that point it's win or go home, your season's on the line?
Yeah, I definitely think going into that game and not underestimating Lowell, I think they have a lot of talented players and they're a very talented team, very scrappy inside the circle. We kind of went over just specific things like our press, things that we needed to correct from the first time we played them and just really execute it this time around. I think we did really well on our press. I think we did really well on our outlet and just executing those set pieces. But yeah, not underestimating them. I think every team in this conference is very dangerous and very competitive. And so it was really important that we kind of bear down and play good team defense and just good team hockey.
It turns out to be a very solid win, 2-0 for the group. And
Yep.
then it's a quick turnaround. You guys
Yes.
know that top seed UAlbany are waiting for you.
Yes.
That night before, after you guys have beaten Lowell, what were the conversations like, and how did you guys try to get ready for a team that I think everybody knew were going to be such a tough team to beat?
I think the energy was really high. There was definitely some nerves, but I think they were good nerves. I think after the first time we played them, we knew that that scoreline wasn't indicative of what we could do and how we could play. And I really think we went into Albany with just this mindset that it's going to be a tough game. The execution needs to be there and core skill. So receiving the ball, passing it. And specifically for me, we talked about in the defensive group, just how it starts from the back. And I talked with Soph Dries and Maddie Weaver and Liv Nolan about how we really needed to build this strong platform. And I think those girls really showed up. It was amazing to have them show up and show out, and I think Weaver and Liv did a fantastic job on the outside stopping their attack, and it was just all around a great team defense. It started from the top down, and it was just awesome to see Zozo convert on that goal. I don't think I'll ever forget jumping in the air and screaming so loud. My voice was definitely gone after every day that we played.
I'm so glad you highlighted that defense, because a 1-0 shutout against a top seeded team like Albany, just so impressive. Take me inside kind of that game plan. You guys, you said it, Liv and Maddie on the outsides, you and Sophia Dries have been the center backs for a bit together now, but what did you think in that game specifically against UAlbany, you guys did so well that made life difficult for them?
Yeah, I think we really talked about when they were coming down into our defensive 50, preventing them from taking our left foot and cutting to the inside of the field and really keeping them to the outside. They have very talented players on the inside of their field that we knew we needed to disrupt. And I think that was another big thing too, just getting any touch on the ball possible. And then third, just going in pairs and really defending together on the outside of the circle so that they couldn't get in and cause corners, shots on goal. And I just think everyone really executed it well. People were going in pairs. Liv was working well with Mora on the left or on the right side, and Laura and Weaver were working great on the left side. I think it was just overall great team defense, and just we really worked well with one another, and it was amazing to see.
Final whistle sounds. It's a historic win. Was there any talk of we can't celebrate too much here? There's still a championship game ahead, or did you guys kind of get to bask in what was such a massive upset victory and just a big victory getting to go to a championship game for the first time in program history?
I think it was definitely enjoying the moment. I mean, that's first time we beat Albany in program history. We knocked off the number one seed, and you know, just a short week later of losing to them 3-1. I think it was just an amazing performance by our team, and really celebrating each and every person that contributed to that win, because it really was all 25 of us. Every single person contributed to that victory, and it was amazing to celebrate with our team and with the coaches. And I know Kate and Marley and Buff was really, they were all really excited, and there was just a lot of emotions flowing. So it was an amazing experience to just celebrate and hug each other, and you know, high fives are going all around. So it was it was a good experience.
So at what point then, tell me, you luckily have a day in between the semifinals and the championship game. At what point does the focus snap to, wow, there's a championship to be won here, and you know the opponent UNH, and you know them well, having lost to them in overtime earlier in the regular season?
Yeah, I think it was definitely Saturday at practice. I think all the girls showed up. You know, it's a hard week to play two games back, and coming from practices in Burlington straight to the tournament, it's a tough week physically, it's a tough week mentally, there's a lot going on with school. But I think everybody showed up on Saturday and got the touches that we needed, put in the extra work on the corner reps, on the press reps, on the outlet reps, really working on our passing and receiving just to prepare us for the game. We kind of talked about how we had everything that we need. Like going into that championship game, there was nothing else that we needed to win that game. We had everything, and just keeping the belief high and keeping that, you know, commitment high to really going into that game and setting the intention and setting the tone for the game. So, yeah.
And then you go down 2-0. Tell me about the halftime chat and kind of what went into turning things around after you dig an early hole.
Yeah. I think it was really, it's kind of funny. Like, I feel like you go down 2-0 and it can be kind of scary, especially in a championship game in a tournament where it's like you either win or you go home. But I think every single girl at halftime knew that we could do better, that we could do more, that we could work harder, that we could work better for each other. And I really think that we just made a decision at halftime. We were like, forget the first half, this is our second half. And I think everyone came out and worked, just even if it was 1% harder, it really showed. And I think once the goal started coming, it, you know, the momentum started coming in our favor. And I think then it was just like, let's keep doing the simple, let's keep doing what's working and keep playing with each other, having fun. I think before the third quarter, I always talk to Marilla right before the quarter whistle blows, and she goes, next 15, let's have fun. And I think that's a huge thing for us. I think just having fun and really being in the moment and enjoying just minute by minute is really important. So yeah.
Take me through the emotion then of Meg's go-ahead goal, as you guys have clawed the way all the way back in it, and then you find a way to get in front. What's going through your mind at that point?
Yeah, I think Meg obviously played a fantastic game. I think her recognition, especially in the corner unit specifically, to say, hey, I'm open and I think this play is going to work, was just a very testament to her leadership. I think she's a fantastic captain. And I think she's was just heads on in that moment and really heads on during the game to be able to say, like, this is what we need, this is what's going to work, and this is what's going to put us ahead. And when that third goal went in, I don't think I've ever jumped so high in my life. And really just to, you know, all come together and hug and be like, we got this, like, no matter what, we got this. And I think that was just definitely the mindset going into the end of the game, especially when they have all those corners at the end of the game. I remember looking at Zozo and Lota and Sof, and I was like, we have this, like, this is ours. We pride ourselves off of our defensive penalty corner unit. And I think just, you know, getting to that point was so emotional and so exciting. And I'll never forget turning around and jumping into Marilla's arms as soon as the whistle went off. And it was just a flood of an emotion. It was floods of emotion. So, yeah.
I was stressed watching the last couple of minutes with all those corners. What was that like from your perspective? Were there stress coming through? Were there nerves? You're holding this late lead, and you guys as a defensive group, like you said, have been so solid defending corners, but then as a defensive group throughout that tournament, so solid. Take me inside just kind of what the conversations were like and what you individually were thinking and feeling in that last kind of home stretch to get this thing done.
Yeah, I remember Sof Juri saying, basically, put your body on the line. And I remember stepping into the cage before the first corner that they had. And I looked at Zozo and I said, we have this. We've got this. This is our game. This is our moment. This is our time to play our defensive corner unit and really just power out and finish this. And they obviously got the second reaward and then the third reaward. And on the third corner, it got passed up to the top. And we always talk about how if we're in a box and they kind of start to take, instead of just shooting it right away, if they start to take the ball on the move, then I have to release, or Sof has to release, as we're the top of the box. And I remember the girl in front of me started taking off on the dribble, and I ran out and she hit it straight up into my knee. And I knew in that moment that it was coming out because it was dangerous. And I just remember, like, my stomach completely flipped upside down. Like, I knew in that moment that that was it. Like, we had stopped their, you know, offensive opportunity in the last 13 seconds of the game. And, you know, Sof aerialed the ball downfield. It went out of bounds. They tried to turn it around. And then I just heard the crowd start going 3, 2, 1. And I literally threw my stick, jumped into Marilla's arms. And it was just so much, like, happy emotions. I feel like we really overcame and we did things the hard way, and we really just put up a good fight. And I think it just feels so good knowing that we did everything we could and everything we had to do, and it paid off. So it was really awesome.
The celebration afterwards, then the bus ride home, you get back to Patrick Gym, and there's a big welcoming party. Take me through just kind of your perspective of the hours after this, and kind of what you remember from what I'm sure had to be just such an outstanding evening.
Yeah, I remember the celebration on the field and taking all the photos and getting to hold the trophy. It was just, I mean, it's so heavy, and it's so, like, in your arms, you just kind of look at it and you're like, is this real? Is this really happening? And to be able to cut the net and put that piece in my hat. And then the bus ride home, just such good vibes, listening to music. I think we listened to We Are the Champions about 4 or 5 times, and it never got old. And then to just get back to Patrick and the, like, all the fans and other student athletes and support staff and coaches and, you know, students, just being there to celebrate this historic win was something I'll never forget. I'll never forget running through the doors of Patrick to all the silly spray flying and just, you know, Jeff Schulman giving that amazing speech and talking about just what we did in the tournament, beating the number one seed, getting to the championship game, and really just making history. It's something that I'll never forget. And then to turn around, run home, throw all my clothes in the laundry because I knew that we would be back on the road for the tournament, to hearing our name get called, I think that's something too that's just so amazing. I mean, when I was at Wake Forest, I only made the tournament one time, and it's just something so unique and something so monumental to be able to make this tournament. I've said it before, but not everyone gets to experience this. And the fact that we punched our ticket by winning our conference tournament is just amazing. So, yeah.
I'm glad you brought up your experience at Wake Forest. What had you shared with the girls about your previous experience going to the tournament? And obviously it's your first year here in Vermont. And what do you think you were able to just kind of shed the light on to what the experience could be like? And do you think maybe that you were able to kind of, some of that wisdom helped get the team over that final line? I just am curious about that aspect of, you have kind of been here before and have a similar experience.
Yeah, I think for me, it's really, I don't want to, you know, change anyone's opinions about what they want to experience. And for me, it's really just telling everyone, like, live in the moment. I mean, This is my fifth year. This is my final year. And I'm so grateful for every place that this sport has taken me and every memory and person and coach that this sport has given me. And I think as someone that's, you know, kind of getting near the end of their career, like, just being so grateful for every little thing, whether it's, you know, the bus rides to the airport, getting onto the airplane, getting snacks in the airport. Just those little memories are so special. And those are things that you'll always hold onto outside of playing. And yeah, I just really, like, told the girls, I was like, we have everything that we need. There's nothing, and nerves are a good thing. It means that you care. And I think it's just really important that we kind of buckled down, did what we know was our game and our style of field hockey, and had fun. So, yeah.
If you don't mind me backtracking now a little bit, when you're in the transfer portal a year ago, what were the things that you were looking for that kind of led you to this program and to Vermont?
So it's kind of a funny story, because I originally, going to my senior year, had no intention of taking my fifth year. And I got to the end of my senior year and I was like, I don't know if I'm ready for this to be over yet. And so I kind of just threw my name in the portal with no knowledge, no idea what it was going to turn into. And I remember reaching out to Kate, and I sent her an email, and I just said, I'm a defender. I'm looking to play my fifth year. I'm pre-med. I want to take some science classes. And she was the first coach to get back to me. She quickly scheduled some calls. And I mean, I think she's an amazing coach. I think the program that she's built here is nothing short of amazing. And I really bought into everything that she was saying about what she wanted this program to be. And I think what really sold me on Vermont was my visit. I'll say it again, but these girls are amazing. I'm like speechless sometimes talking about them. I mean, I love each and every one of them, and my relationship with each and every one of these girls is so special. And I know it's something that I'm going to have for the rest of my life, regardless of how far I am. I can totally see myself going to Germany and seeing Sophie Therese and Zozo. I can see myself going to England and seeing Isla. And I just think that I saw myself being really, like, happy here. And That's what it's been. That's everything that's been. And I couldn't have asked for a better fifth year. I couldn't have asked for a better team. I couldn't have asked for a better coaching staff. I'm really just so grateful for all of this. So
over the course of the year, it strikes me at the amount of growth the defense especially has kind of undergone and gone through. With, you've played primarily left back, coach told me, at your Wake Forest career. You've played mostly center back here. You've had a variety of partners at center back, and it's been kind of trying to figure out what works. Walk me through what you've seen on that side of the ball, and the growth overall that you've yourself have undertaken positionally, as well as everybody that's played around you. And you've seen a series of different goalies back there, with Merla kind of taking that job back half of the year. Walk me through the journey that the defense has gone through over the course of this season.
Yeah, I think growth is a fantastic word to describe it. And it's really unique to see the growth that occurs over a season, because it is really short when you think about it in the long term. like long term of things. And I think another word too is confidence. It's been amazing to see both Maddie Weaver and Liv Nolan just come into themselves as halfbacks. And I think Weaver has been able to see really dangerous lines going down the left side. And she's also been able to take girls on the forward and midfield line and cut inside and then find a forward. Liv's been working fantastically on the right side with Mora and Meg up that right side and really has had some beautiful entry balls into the circle. I mean, Maddie Priestley scored one the other day off of her entry ball against Hofstra. And I just really think it's amazing to see the confidence and just the, perseverance to just continue working and to continue wanting more. They're all so hungry. They want to get better each and every day at practice. And there's constant conversation about how we can be better. You get beat one time in a drill in practice when, practice doesn't matter. It's practice, but still it's, you get beat. And it's okay. How can I make it better? How can I make it better for the next rep? How can I make it better for the next drill? How can I make it better in the next game? And I really think that growth mindset has just been so impactful for our defense and just what we've been able to do. I think we've really bought into protecting our circle edge and really playing double teams outside of the circle so they can't even get in. I remember against Albany, they had one corner against us in the whole game. And I think that's just a testament to how hard these girls have been working all season. And I think, Soph Dries has a wealth of knowledge and she's just so diverse. She's able to play all over the field. And so it's been for me a lot really fun to learn from her and see what she can do and, trying to embody the way that she plays a little bit while also bringing like my own spark. And then, all of our goalies, I think just they all work so hard and they all contribute so much to this defense. And whether it's Isla, whether it's Hal, whether it's Marilla, each and every one of them is just so impactful in practices. And there's just such a positive environment when we're playing, 4v2 and we're down two numbers. We're always so positive about, when we win the balls or the attack can't score. It's just a happy environment. So, yeah, I think we just have a really unique group and a really good group of girls. And I said, I always joke, I'm like, defense wins championships. But yeah,
I
I
would
guess
say it did. I
it's
think that paid off. Just to quickly wrap up with this, Miami of Ohio is the next opponent. You're one of 18 teams still playing. How much fun is that, and how excited are you guys to get back out there in an NCAA tournament game?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're hungry. We want to make history. We've already made history. We want to make more history with our first NCAA tournament win. Definitely think Miami, Ohio is a competitive opponent. They very skilled. They've had a very talented year, and I think it's important to again not underestimate them, but really lock into what we need to do and what we need to bring tomorrow. But yeah, I think everyone's really excited. This is an amazing opportunity. We got to see Northwestern today and practice on their field. And just to be in this environment is so amazing.
Well, Meredith, thank you so much for joining Catamount Insider. I really appreciate you shedding all sorts of light on that journey, especially last weekend. And congratulations again. Thanks again for joining us and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, a big thank you again to Meredith for joining Catamount Insider this week. That was a real treat to get a chance to talk to her as they're already out in location in Illinois for the matchup against Miami of Ohio in the first round of the NCAAs as we record this. So thanks again to Meredith for breaking down all of the joy that really was featured in that entire game and in that entire weekend in the America East tournament, and so much fun for that Catamount program to make some history. And I was so glad Meredith was able to bring us her perspective on it as somebody who's played a lot of college field hockey, but in her first year here in UVM and in Burlington, it was great to hear from Meredith and get to hear about her experiences with this team. We're going to step aside when we return. Alec Curdell, the Director of Operations with Women's Basketball, joins the show. This is Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Catt. Welcome back to Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Catt, here with Director of Operations on the women's basketball team. Alec Curdell's here with us. Alec, thanks so much for joining Catamount Insider this week. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Excited to talk about your team this year, but the main reason I have you on is you guys are going on one of the craziest road trips I can remember coming up, and you're the guy who gets the pleasure of planning most of it as the Director of Operations. It's two big tournaments, one in Alaska, one in Cancun. You're starting the road trip at Dartmouth. And then it's a full 3 weeks between home games. I guess just to start with, when you kind of saw the schedule and found out that this was kind of going to be something that you guys got to do this year, what did you first think, and how soon did you think, oh boy, that's going to be tough to plan all of this?
Yeah, definitely. As soon as I heard we're going to both Cancun and Alaska, I was like, oh boy, that's that's a tough one. But our staff is great, and they help a lot. So it just really helps me. So
when did the planning for it all start? And I guess this is as much a question about any road trip as it is this one specifically, but just how far in advance are you planning things out and trying to kind of get travel organized and figure out where the team's going to be staying and eating? And walk me through kind of when you start that process for a road trip like this, but then also just kind of how far you like to try to plan in advance in general.
Yeah, really, it all got started over the summer. Sure. Really planning flights, buses, trying to book a bus in Alaska. So really, I try and get everything sorted out over the summer. But then, of course, like as time goes on, things change, and then you have to maybe change some travel plans here and there. But yeah, talking to hotels over the summer, just trying to get that figured out. And then, of course, like maybe we'll have a few people that are added to our rooming list. And then you just got to continue to be in touch with the hotels and the bus companies and really get everything going.
So how long have you been in this role with UVM for 2 years? Were you in a similar role previously where you were kind of doing a lot of the logistical side of things?
Yeah, so I was previously, I was really a graduate assistant, but really we only had like two other assistants on staff. So I really did all the Dobo stuff, which is just all the same things that I do here. Yeah. So yeah, I kind of, it helped me a lot being at my previous school and then coming here doing kind of the same things, just a lot more people. Sure. But yeah.
Okay, let's talk about this upcoming trip specifically. You mentioned finding buses in Alaska. I imagine Alaska especially is going to be an amazing experience for the entire team, and you guys are going to get to play a couple of games up there. But what's that been like working with the folks who are hosting it at Alaska Anchorage, and when it is finding a bus or finding a place to stay or finding a place to eat, what's that been like planning to go to a place that is pretty, it's a pretty unique trip. There's no way around it.
Yeah, definitely unique.
Yeah.
I honestly, we have the tournament in Alaska has been great because they've been super helpful. We actually have a host family, so they've given us a bunch of different food restaurant options. Nice. To go to, just kind of giving me the lay of the land. So I've never been to Anchorage. So they've been super helpful, and then the staff at Alaska Anchorage has also just been great, always responding quick to any questions I have.
Do you think the girls are excited to go to some pretty unique spots that I imagine not many of them have had the chance to experience previously?
Yeah, I know they're all super excited, not just Alaska and Cancun. But we have some other things planned as well. I won't go too much into detail because it's going to be a little bit of a surprise for them. But they're stoked for it. They're super excited. Just the basketball part and then everything that comes after that, too.
I guess I'll ask you then, there is going to be a good amount of downtime. You've got some time between these games, and both those are kind of back-to-back days where you'll be playing. How do you guys try to just preoccupy everybody around the scheduled practices? I know you guys are scheduling out a big portion of the day. What are you guys trying to just make sure that everybody stays busy with during a lot of time on the road together?
Yeah, we actually talked a lot with Becca Bond, who works with us strength and conditioning, and then Lisa as well, with the athletic medicine, and they really help us. And a lot of the times it's really, they try and get our players to kind of act like it's just a normal day.
Right.
So being active and the normal day, you're just walking to classes. So just walking wherever, go walking in the hotel or whatever it is. And then we have recovery sessions for them. And
is there one part to the entire trip that you're really excited about and just excited to get to experience yourself personally?
Yeah, I think, honestly, I think just going to Alaska and just seeing the nature and all of that. I've actually been to Alaska, but I haven't been to Anchorage.
Okay, cool.
So, and then just seeing the reactions in all the players' faces when they go there and see it, it's beautiful. And then also then going to a super warm place in Cancun, going swimming or whatever it is. But it's going to be super fun. I think just seeing the reactions on the players' faces, I think it's going to be the best thing.
How are you going to try to pack yourself for all of this? You have to worry, I know, about all the team gear and that side of thing as well, but I can't even imagine packing for a two-week road trip like this. What are you trying to stuff in that suitcase?
Yeah, it's going to be difficult with a bunch of parkas, ski hats, and then some bathing suits. Yep, it's going to be crazy, difficult, very difficult, but we'll figure it out. Yeah.
Okay, I want to ask you just a couple of random ones. Any road trip, I know you guys are making sure the team has snacks, some things to eat, water, Gatorades, things like that. What do you think the snack is that the team's going to go through the most on this one? What's the thing that when you guys have to go to the grocery store and restock, what are you going to just be piling in that grocery cart?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'll tell you, they love Belvita crackers.
Yeah, sure.
I love Belvita too. But every game we have fruit snacks. They eat fruit snacks before and during the game. So definitely making sure we have fruit snacks for all the players because they're obsessed with those and we've got to have them. So, yeah.
I'm with them on that. I love a good fruit snack. What do you imagine the hardest part's going to be on this trip? Whether it is the basketball side of things, the travel logistically, what is the thing that you're just, I don't want to say worried about, but the thing that you're like, oh, that could be a little tricky or difficult?
Yeah, I think it's definitely the time changes. And then, yeah, also Alaska's 4 hours behind. But then also our flight from Alaska to Cancun is a red eye. They only had red eye flights, so we only had that one option, really. So I think that might be a little bit difficult, just the time changes and being up for so long. But I think the players will be locked in and ready to go wherever we are. And yeah.
All right, let's talk a little basketball. Team's three games into the season. Last night, really a battle against Providence that Providence just comes out on top. You open the season, though, with a big win against Missouri. Take me back to that game and just what do you think the team did so well against an SEC opponent to open the year and come away with a really pretty authoritative victory?
Yeah, I mean, I think we just played like it was the championship game against Missouri. It really meant a lot to us. We played really, really hard, and we were just locked in. We were locked in on the scout. We knew our personnel very well, and we came out on top because of that.
And then the team goes to Minnesota. What are your takeaways from that one? First road trip of the year and through the first half, really narrow game. I think Minnesota had a 1-point lead at the half and then they ended up pulling away in the third quarter. What stands out to you about that game and what Minnesota was able to do well to kind of allow them to separate things?
Yeah, I think that was a tough game for us. I think we knew we could have competed a little bit better. I think that we got in a little bit of foul trouble in that game, but when that really happens, you gotta just focus up even more, and that's fine. It's fine to get in foul trouble, but the next person up mentality, right?
Sure.
But Minnesota's a great team. They're super athletic, super strong, physical, and they just got. They got really good players. So, yeah, I think it was tough. I think we knew we could have played them a little bit better. And I think they got on a little bit of runs at the end of quarters. I think we just got to stay locked in every single quarter. Doesn't matter what happens. If we give up 29 points in one quarter, you move on to the next one.
Yep.
And you forget about it. You know what, you made a mistake in, and now you just fix it on that next play and the next quarter, whatever it is.
And then last night, a tough loss to Providence in a really kind of back and forth game. Providence stretched out the lead to 10 at one point. You guys come storming back and end up kind of just having that comeback fall a bit short. Walk me through kind of your takeaways now a day later from another really tight game, and Providence just comes away with a win.
Yeah, just another great team. Providence, super physical. They play really hard, and they did last year, and we saw that same thing. But yeah, they're a great team. But I think we could have just been a little bit more focused on personnel and the scout. And I think, you know, it's not just the end of the game, those rebounds in the end off the free throw. I think it was two. But it's not just that, those two plays. Things happen in the end of the second quarter. I think they went on a little run, just not getting back in transition on one play for us. But yeah, they just play super hard. They try and take you out of your rhythm. But they did a great job, and now we just got to learn from that and move on.
I want to ask you about a couple of individuals on your team. I think everyone knows Anna Olson is going to be a focal point, not just for your team, but opponents are going to know about Anna at this point in her career that has been such a success so far. What are ways that you guys are trying to keep putting her in spots to be successful when you know she is going to face such a real emphasis from opponents when they look at your guys' group?
Yeah, we always, we tell everyone, got to give her the ball, right? She's a great player, and I think we all know it. I think at times it is difficult, and she gets doubled, but you just got to read the defense, move the ball, and just get it back into her. But yeah, she's just a phenomenal player and just great person too. Super fun to be around.
And so I think then to follow that up with then, somebody who's stepped up in that forward position is Nicola, who's stepping into more of a larger role this year. How has she grown from a year ago to now, and what are the areas that have helped her have a pretty strong start to this season, you think?
Yeah, I think she's just playing with a lot of confidence. Yeah. Even though she missed that three the other night, but she's taking it, and that shows that she has confidence in herself. And just another great kid. But yeah, she's just got to play with confidence and just go after them each and every night. Yeah.
And then I wanted to ask you about the team's point guard, Kat Gilley, who had to miss all of last year. That's been well documented. It's been an emotional boost to get her back, I'm sure. What have you seen from Kat's game? Because she has had a couple of moments where the turnovers have been apparent. I know she had a really tough matchup against Minnesota, but then she also knocks down a couple of really big shots last night in that second half surge for your group. How do you think Kat has settled back in or kind of readjusted to being back and playing once again? I can't imagine that's been an easy process for her.
Yeah, I mean, I think I actually just recently saw, I think the last four games have been against UConn, against Missouri, Minnesota, and now Providence. Yeah. So, I mean, coming off an ACL injury like she had, and then playing really, really physical teams and tough opponents, it's difficult. But I think she's handling it well, and as the season goes on, she's going to continue to get stronger and better, and she's just such a smart player, and just everyone always loves playing with her. Yeah. But I think she'll continue to do a good job on the court for us.
Holy Cross on Saturday, exciting game. Two teams with championship type of pedigrees. They won the league last year that they play in, and another New England team that you're playing against. So just kind of what's the mentality like these next couple of days to try to get ready for another team that you know will really test your group?
Yeah, definitely. They're another tough opponent, and we saw that last year. I think, as we talked about last night in the locker room, really it's just playing each and every game like it's a championship game, like it means the most to you, and just being focused, being locked in, and really doing whatever it takes to win the game. I think if we're really focused and we're just locked in, I think we can beat anyone. Doesn't matter who we play, I believe we can beat really anyone in our schedule. Yeah. But yeah.
Alec, thanks so much for joining Catamount Insider this week. Good luck this weekend. Good luck on the road trip. I'm looking forward to following along with the team throughout the weekend coming up and the rest of the season. So thank you again for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider to wrap up this week's show. Thanks again to Meredith and Alec for joining us this week. Really loved that chance to sit down with Meredith Medvets, who a first-year Catamount, but clearly this is a season that will impact her for a long, long time. Congratulations again to the entire field hockey team for their historic run in the America East Tournament. And even though they came up short against Miami of Ohio, way to represent the green and gold, I think. Fair to say, for Kate Fight, for that entire staff, the entire team, congrats on a great year. And thanks to Alec Curdell for joining Catamount Insider as well. As I said to him a few minutes ago, good luck on this trip. I'll be thinking of him, especially having to deal with all this travel. They take on Holy Cross later today at 1 p.m. That is a home game, so make sure you make it out to Patrick Gym and support the Catamounts in what should be a big battle between the Crusaders and the Catamounts. Then the road trip starts on Monday for the women's basketball team, traveling to Dartmouth for a 7 p.m. tip-off. That's going to do it for our show this week, everybody. Thanks to you all for sticking with me this entire time, whether you're listening live with us locally in Burlington or on your favorite podcast. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I'm your host, Brian McLaughlin. Talk to you next Saturday, 9 a.m. in town on WVMT or wherever you're finding us. This is Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Katz.